שקלפל סיטאי ושנחת וחבוס את הריקים. This is part of the Gemara in Rav Basra with the wondrous tales of Rav Bar Chana. But the Gemara there says, look inside the parish right away, just for the what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara, it says, the Gemara Mafia Tivish Rav Bar Chana should be Yigia L'Mokim Shabay Neshekes Haris L'Rakiya. He came to a place where earth and heaven were kissing. That's what the Gemara says. He came to that place, where the earth is kissing the sky. And shakalta l'siltoi v'esnachta b'kavosa d'rikia. So he says, I took my basket and I put it b'chaloin harakia, b'kavos ha'derakia, by the window opening up to the sky. There's a place where heaven and earth, that's usually the Har Maria, that's the Har Bayis, but there's a place where heaven and earth are kissing, and there's a window, and Rabbi Bar Chana said, I put this sal, this basket, by the window. And he davened. That's what the Gemara says. So the Baal Shem Tov explains on top. The Baal Shem Tov explains, Perisha Bikeshi Apostoloi Kavi Harakia. He was, what the Gemara is miramis to, what it's hinting to, is that Rabbi Bar Chana, thank you, was asking that the windows of Shemaim be opened. Shibikeshi Apostolo Kavi Harakia. He was asking that the window between heaven and earth should be opened. Linyan Olam Haba, to connect this world to the other world. Olam Haba here doesn't mean after a person dies, it means this world with the other world. It's a... he knew the side of that neshika, that kiss between the two worlds, which is the whole tachlis of our being in this world, is to find that window that opens to the other world, meaning to be able to do everything in our lives in such a way where it opens up a window to the other world, where there's a kesher between gashmis and ruchnis, between our physical lives and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She posted kavi rakila in ilum haba b'tor v'avoydu utzvila. In other words, he saw everything as the tzaddik does. He saw everything in this world as a window, an opening to something beyond this world. And he was asking that he should be able to live every moment of his life in such a way by that window. That's the meaning of the Baal Shem Tov says of where earth and heaven are kissing. It's not davka a specific place, even though of course in Yerushalayim, but it means with everything that we're doing, there's that opportunity of finding that window of where earth is kissing the Rekia, is kissing heaven. To be able to see that every single thing in this world is not the matter of something which is plain and simple, but every single thing in our lives is a window to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kama Shama Baal Shem Tov, as the Baal Shem Tov said, Moshel Shabikesh Echa B'melech Shidar B'may Sholosh Pa'amim B'yom. He said a Moshel of a person who asked the king to be able to speak to him three times a day. The mashal there, he brings here, the mashal is that there was a person who the king was very pleased with. He did something to help the king, whatever it was, to save the king. And the king gave him the opportunity to ask for whatever he wanted. In reward for kindness, this person's kindness. And instead of asking for Oishav HaKavod, instead of asking for some wealth or whatever it was, he asked that he would be able to come and to speak to the king three times a day. Shachas Mechamar. He asked that he would have, that would be the greatest gift, the greatest gift is to be able to speak to you, to have time alone with you. That was what he asked for. As you see, he brings down in the Perush, Shebikesh Memelech, Shetinosen lo Ha'efshar Shidam Mushosh Pombiom, Vimkoim Bakosh as Hosh of a Kovin, instead of asking for stuff, honor, wealth, and honor, Uber Ois Ha'melech as Chachmos, Oyem Alos, as Shalom Zeh. The Baal Shem Tov said that when the king saw the wisdom of this person, Shadibur Mamelech Chavir Bein of Yosim Hosh of a Kovin, that speaking to the king is more dear to him than any Oish of a Kovin. Hutva Bakashosa Bein Ha'melech. This is something that was very pleasing to the king. Not only did the king give him what he asked for, to be able to speak to him three times a day, he also said, I like this guy, open up for him the oitzus, the treasures, you know, the for him to have, takia, Oisha, to become wealthy. The Shekosov Tfilah La'onik Yatov L'fnei Hashem Yishperch Sichai. That's what it says in Pasuk. The David Melech says Tfilah La'oni, which Chazal tells is the most powerful davening. When David Melech called himself a poor person, Kiyatov means that he was growing faint. He was growing faint from the davening. L'fnei Hashem yishbei sichel. So the way the Baal Shem Tov learns is what's the tefillah la'ani kiyatov? What is it that the poor person is davening for more than anything? L'fnei Hashem yishbei sichel. May I have this chus to pour my heart out to you, to speak to you. L'fnei Hashem yishbei sichel. That's how the Baal Shem Tov says. The Rambam is beautiful, very beautiful. That's the greatest bakash of David HaMelech. Tefillah la'ani kiyatov. The tefillah, which is the highest davening, tefillah la'ani, which Chazal say is higher than tefillah the Moshe. It's the highest davening. It's tefillah la'ani. Is that l'fnei Hashem yishbarech sichel, that I should be able to speak to you. There's no greater schus than being able to speak to you. If it was nito noigam ha'osher. Because when you look further ahead in the capital there, so not only was he granted that opportunity, but he was also given Oishav HaKavod. Let's look a little bit at the footnotes. A few of the footnotes. Look at footnote 5. Akasha Kiltul Siltoi. Pirush Rashi, Mr. Rashbam, Sal Lechem Shali, that he had a basket of bread. I mean, it was a bread basket. Vanachta b'kivusa derekia, b'kavosa derekia. Retzolayma she yayish atzum b'ilam azer. So the way the Rashbam explains is that the bread basket is a symbol of all that one has in this world, of my possessions, my basket of this world. And when he put it by that place where heaven and earth are kissing, by that window, what it means is that he was saying, I had enough of this world. I mean, this world of going around collecting bread and money and COVID and all of those things that is being collected in our bread baskets. He said that. He was saying, I've been doing this my whole life, going around with the bread basket. So Rakiniach Salachem Shlo Kavosa Derekia. So you put it over there again. It's a symbolic act to say that I'm tired of the breadbasket way of living, and I want to be able to understand in the deepest way how every single thing in this breadbasket of my life connects to you, brings me closer to you. So the window connecting where the heaven and earth are kissing is that bakasha to be able to have that kind of a life. Good footnote 8. Klemer Yeshna Me'eloa, he writes in the this is in the Or Ameya from the Zitamer, he writes Yeshnam Elu Yes, he says rather Yes Siba Achas Amaakiv Oisim Lerosis Bnei HaMelech Becheder Lifnim Micheder. There was one thing that's preventing people from being able to see the king in his inner chamber. Kibavoyim Lasham, because when they come to that place, they go into the palace and they're walking through the different rooms of the palace, Beroisim Ginzei HaMelech, and they see the treasures of the king. They see the beauty of the palace, all the amazing things that are in the palace. And such wondrous things like they never saw in their lives. They just, instead of going into the king, which is the tachlis, which is to keep on going all the way into the inner chamber, they stop along the way in the palace and they get completely distracted by the beautiful stuff that's in the palace. Achenisha shakuasham, till they stay and they miss the appointment with the king. They just get caught up, you know, with work, with different things that are in the world. That's the palace, that are in the world. Get caught up with all kinds of exciting and interesting and beautiful things. And they forget, why is it they came to the palace to begin with? They were supposed to go see the king. But along the way, there's all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of things. There's basketball, there's baseball, there's football. There's you have a couple of strange people like golf or something, and then there's all the stuff with work and fun and entertainment. So there's all these things in the palace. So you forgot why you were sent to the palace, why you came to the palace, and whenever he never gets to the king. I will cut them with charis, but the chosh of a group of people, those who belong to that chosh of a elite group of individuals, hem elu she'enem argishim etayves hanas atzmam. They don't get caught up in what in the pleasures of what they're seeing, what they're experiencing along the way. Kim liras kveid hamelch ba'atzma. Their aim is to be able to see the king. To be able to be close to the king, to have that time with the king, the covet of the king. Ubavom lechadri haMelech pnima, afilu b'roisam kol machmed einayim. And these people, even when they go deep inside the palace and they see all kinds of amazing things, that they never saw in their lives. Nevertheless, they don't consider that to be choshev at all. Neged tanug gol, compared to the great tanug, the great joy and pleasure, which is tanug kol tanugim, which is the tanug, the pleasure of all pleasures. With son of a chevtzel, there was quite a malach basel. They just want to see the covenant of the king himself, just to get near the king. Klum chosim ibeis hamelach. Because when you're with the king, then there's nothing that's missing in your life. You don't need anything else when you're near the king. And at the end of the story of the Baal Shem, in the end of the Moshel, he gets all the treasures. Because klum chasam esaral, because when you're with the king, you have everything. So if you get to the king, so that's not why you're going, but by the king there's oishu v'kavi. Misha eni sechel lo yivar hanimshol ba'atzmo. And the Shatama says that a person who has some seichel will understand this, the nimshal of all of this. It's really the story of life. The footnote 10. The beer Abena Mechalkal Arishan Shalapasik. We find a number of explanations. The words tefillah oni, a tefillah of the poor person, ki ya'atov. The words ki ya'atov are difficult, and the mefarshim are struggling with ki ya'atov. I just said the way it's usually translated is to grow faint, but the word atifa means to be surrounded or covered. There are many things the mefarshim are working with the two words kiyatov, means kiyatov. Nitznikam drachem told us Yaakov Yosef from a farisha ani kai al hamelach. The told us says the possibility that ani, the poor one, is referring to the king. She'ein imay davar rak hakol biyada mamunim shalai. How can you describe the king as being poor? Because he himself doesn't have anything. Because everything is under the control or the hands of the mamunim, of the gaboy. So he sits in his throne. He's not holding on to a penny. V'chiyatov means that la mito shel dover, the truth is that when the mispalel is asking ki lifnei Hashem yishpei sicho atufim utmunim kol atzoyso shel hamelach. That in the davening itself, kiyatov means when something is covered. Something is, it's covered, it's wrapped, like wrapped. Atuf, like an atifa, a wrapping. In that is wrapped all of the oitzvus of the king. These are different pshotim in how to explain yatov. L'kutim yikon shem afarisha oni koyal amispal. The others that explain this, the simpler mahalach that we were learning, is that the ani is not the king, but the ani is the davener, the one who's davening. B'chiyatov im loshen ichur, and yatov can mean a loshen of ichur, of delay, of something being delayed or being late, postponed. Hagam shu ani v'nitzoch ma'idim kol ze hu ma'atifo. So tefillah la'ani, even though this person is so poor, and really he needs food, and he needs to survive regular things, nevertheless to him, kiyatov, he puts that off. He puts it off of his own personal needs. That's not his physical needs. He postpones. He delays. Veino ime bakashosav aprotis. He doesn't ask for these things. He delays these things. He asks for what's the most important thing, is that he should be able to speak to the king. because that's more chashuv to him than all of the taiva. So he puts off his own needs, his own physical needs, kiyatayv, which means kiminaloshna, like the hatufim in bayetzek, that means something that comes later, that comes afterwards. Like when Yaakov, those that came at the end, the animals that came at the end. So it means to postpone and delay. And the ikkar is that I should be able to see the king. Because that's the greatest thing of all. That's the greatest, most amazing thing. The biggest chiddush is that a person, a human being, should be able to attach himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kama klipas mafridim ben l'Hashem Yisbarach. There are many klipas that are separating between a person and Hashem. And with the words that come out of a person's mouth, of a Jew's mouth, he's able to break down all of the mechitzas between him and Hashem. All of the barriers between a person and Hashem are broken down by these words. So he said, "Kol mechitzas, mavdil mafridim." For you dvar dvukim l'Hashem esbarach, da'hainu sheyagish batnu shvadavi ima esbarach kivyochol. That a human being is able to feel that he's speaking directly to Hashem and is able to break down all of the barriers. A person should have the schus that in his davening to Hashem that he should be able to speak a couple of words La Hashem Yisbarach, without any of these barriers, to break down all of the mechitzas and to speak directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest tefillah of the Ani. Is lifnei Hashem yishbe yisicha. Listen, we daven all the time. All of us daven 3 times a day. But the greatest thing we could ask for is that that we should be able to daven in such a way that it should be mamish lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem, that we should be able to be in such a madrega that our tefillah should be lifnei Hashem. V'moray na'im tefillah la'oni retzalayma ha'tefillah shehi aniyah. This is the poor davening. In other words, I'm not asking for wealth. I'm asking to be able to speak to the king. So the way the Moranayim learns is that kiyatayv means this davening is a tefes kol atfilas. It contains within it all the other tefilas. That works out very well with the mashal. Also means a lashon of an atifa, of a covering, of a wrapping. If you daven to be with the king, that has in it all of the other. Inside that wrapping is everything else that you could use. Because if you get near the king, that's your idea. Like in the story that the king says, give this guy, you know, whatever he wants. So kiyatov now means that all of the other things that I could possibly need in my life are all in the wrapping, are all contained in that tefillah of Lifnei Hashem Yishbei Sicha, that I should be able to just be in Hashem's presence and to talk to Hashem. That's all that I could ask for. And inside of that, you have anything else that you need. It's already wrapped up into that tefillah. You have everything else. Okay. Samach Aleph.
So the Peshan of the Toldos is that the king is sitting in his room alone, waiting for somebody to take an interest in him and not be so distracted by all the other stuff in the palace. He's just sitting there like an ani, just like
the king himself. The pshat is the king himself was like an ani. He doesn't have anything because all of us gavoyim are doing everything, and he doesn't have. He's sitting there by himself. The king doesn't have anything. Only the people come to speak to him. That's what the king has. Right. I mean, the king has everything, but he has nothing.
Right.
The king has everything he wants, but he really doesn't have anything, because all he wants more than anything is to have this relationship.
Right.
So he himself, the king himself, is poor. That's another Torah from the Baal Shem. Vata Kodesh Yosef Tulis Yisrael. Vata Kodesh, the Baruch Shalom's Kedusha, the greatness of Hashem is, he's Yosef Tulis Yisrael. He's sitting and waiting. He's Yosef Tulis Yisrael for Jews to daven to say Tehillas Yisrael. Vata Kodesh Yosef Tulis Yisrael. All other kings of Bosav Adam, they're waiting to hear the news of some more people, that more money and more taxes and more places conquered. people killed, enemies. But Hashem is Baruch is kivyachol poor without our tefillas. V'ato kodesh yoshev, he's sitting and waiting to heal us Israel, for Jews to daven. For Jews to daven. Samach Aleph. There's a very, very deep Torah. I mean, each one is. Chiyaka Beres Mitzrayim. So there's a Torah from the Baal Shem Tov under Chi Yaakov, and Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim. That's one of the hardest psukim in the whole Tanakh. Chi Yaakov Beres Mitzrayim. What's Yaakov doing? Not just the simple pshat, he lived in Mitzrayim. But obviously, on a deeper level, and we see from the context of the pasuk, the vechi means that he had a whole chias over there in Mitzrayim. So here, the tzaddik leaves Eretz Yisrael, and he comes to the most disgusting place in the world, to Mitzrayim, and dafka over there says vechi Yaakov, which we didn't see such a thing in Eretz Yisrael. I wonder if they brought the news of Yosef Tzaddik for chi Yaakov ruach, but to say in Mitzrayim that he lived in Mitzrayim, how could a tzaddik live in Mitzrayim? And how could you have a chias being in a place like Mitzrayim? A chi Yaakov as Mitzrayim. So it says in the pasuk, "Batzar herchavta li." And these words, as big tirades from Rabbi Nachman and from and then Rabbi Nelson, Rabbi Nelson said that these words from this capital, the ikka that a person has to live with when he's going through a hard time, when he's in a difficult situation, when he's in a meitzar, when he's in Mitzrayim, the words batzar herchavtali, that in meitzar, meaning in this narrow place, in this meitza that I'm in this miserable situation that I'm in, hirchavtali, you have expanded for me and opened for me your place. In other words, in the bad situation, to look for whatever there is good in that bad situation, v'tzar hirchavtali, which is a bigger, the two avodas of a zamer, v'tzar hirchavtali, the two avodas of a Jew in this whole life, the lesson says in many places. V'tzar hirchavtali, that even though this is a Mitzrayim, it's bad, but in this place, I have to try to see, I try to find the nekudas of archava, of expansiveness. How Kadosh Baruch Hu is with me even in this place. But Rabbi Nachman's Zaydi says, Ki tzadikaya inun shluchi de matronisa. Li is a code word for the Shechina. So when a person is in a bad situation in Mitzrayim, he either can become completely overwhelmed and broken by that situation, by the matzav that he's in, by the Mitzrayim that he's in. Or he could think of the Shechina. Matzar herchavta li. He could open a place for the Shechina. Li is the Shechina. That somehow, through the person being a Mitzrayim, there can be a hachava for the Shechina. Now, what does that mean? So he explains. Kitzadikaya inun shluchi de matronisa. The tzadikim were big daveners. They're the shluchim of the Shechina. The Shechina is called matronisa, the queen. L'espalel al chisaron shel hashchina. The tzadikim don't think about their personal needs. The Tzaddik Gemara was thinking about what the Shekhinah needs, Kivyachal, the needs of the Shekhinah, the Shekhinah in Knesset Yisrael, the needs of the Shekhinah. Ki tzadikai inun shluchidiv matronisa l'spala l'chisarim shal ha-shechina v'zen noida mechasroincha. And how do you know at that moment of your life what is it that the Shechina needs, kivyachol? What does the Shechina, that doesn't mean Hashem, Hashem doesn't mean, but as it relates to, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to your job in this world, what does the Shechina need from you at that time? What is it that the Shechina is missing, so to speak, at that time? Zenoida, the Baal Shem Tov taught, Michesroincha. By your understanding, what is it that's missing in your life? By thinking about what you're going through, by your tsar, what your tsar is, what your chisaron is in your life, and by knowing that and believing that in some way, somehow, the Shekhinah herself is missing this. Ki ati imodi, that the Shekhinah is with you in this inyan and is kivyachol suffering from this, and you try to focus in your tefillahs that is not just about your own personal tsar, tzara, but the Shechina is with you in this. Imay anoichi b'tzara. And in that way, hirchavtali, by opening up in your mind and in your heart a place to feel the chisaron of the Shechina, you will bring about a harchava for the Shechina. And mimela, that will also bring you to your own personal harchav, as opposed to being lost in your own tzara. Instead of the li being the Shechina, it's just you. It's just your own personal thing, and you don't think about the Shechina. So then, it's much, much, much harder. It's much, much harder to come out. It's connected to the Torah that we just learned. Atfilu l'onik yadol from the Hashem yishbei sicha. The ozim v'azay mismali chisaron zeh hechavta li. Hechavta li. Look at footnote 9. Lahalan simishin sadi herich avinaminyan zebisham. Ache, over there later on. Ache shehitgish is golach shivas b'kavanazu. After the Baal Shem Tov emphasizes the greatness of this kavana that we're talking about now, hasev shekavanazu mukhracha liyos amitis. It has to be sincere. It's not that you have this, the person that has this kavana al manas to get it out of his own personal problem. It has to be sincere. That is completely about the Shechina getting out, not about himself. Ki alev yodei maris nafsho she'en kol ha'itim shavos v'yitoch na'itim shu mispala b'sar kach nizka she'tzorach l'anir ha'satzim l'spala ala Shechina. Doesn't mean that really the main thing is yourself and you remember, oh, I also should daven for the Shechina. Rak she'ni yoch l'sapik al tzar atzmai v'im yoyme shu mispala ala Shechina v'barich alev v'ashem ezoch yodei she'en ze emes. The one who knows what's in our hearts knows it's not true, that you're not really thinking about the Shechina, you're thinking about yourself. Efshe shechasa solim nidch mikol, then chasa solim can be pushed completely away. When Messiah, he ends, alkei nispalu b'pshuto l'fima she'odem hu b'madrege b'esahu, akshu piv libo shavim. Just try, the Baal Shem Tov to try to daven in an honest and sincere way. Ki derbish kerem lo yikrein l'neged einot, because Hashem doesn't like people when they lie. He doesn't let, when someone lies, he doesn't let them in. So whatever your madrega is, try to be as honest as it could be, to come to that place within yourself, to have this kavana that should be for, that should be a hachava for the Shechina, which is a madrega. It's obviously a big madrega. So back inside. Zeo shekos v'chi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim. And that's the remez of v'chi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim. But to loymer, ha'idei ha'golus v'ha'tzoros v'ha'metzorim shahari l'Yaakov. Through the golus of, and the tzoros and the metzorim, Yaakov had plenty of stuff in his life that was very, very hard. He was in a lot of the metzorim throughout his life. Yodol l'espal mizal achisorna shchina shnikra gam ken Yaakov. The Shechina is also called Yaakov. Vayichi Yaakov, shechiba Shechina al chay achayim, ha'ideh ha-mitzarim ha-batzar ha-chavta li. That the tzaddik, by being when he's in Mitzrayim, vayichi, all he's thinking about in his mitzarim, in his Mitzrayim, is the Chaya Chaim, is the life of all lives, which is the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Batzar HaChavtali, which another name for the Shechina is also Yaakov. And B'chi Yaakov, to give Chi, is to Yaakov B'eris Mitzrayim. That's Batzar HaChavtali. Look at the top of the Perusha. HaShechina says, Kimitarech HaMitzarim Shalav Hikish Yesh Chesal HaShechina. When a person is in a meitzar, it means that the Shechina is in a meitzar. Because the iman echav mitzar means you have to think, I'm going through this difficulty. It means the kivyochel Shechina is going through this difficulty with me. It means there's something, there's a chesaron in the Shechina. So haremes b'loshen apostle ki Yaakov kai gamal Shechina guf v'shnuka gam ken Yaakov. But the Zohar Kodesh says that that Yaakov, the Shechina is also called Yaakov. Then came Hashmosa Kosev Yigam Shashchina Ha'isa B'Shozu Be'eres Mitzrayim. That if you're Mitzrayim, it means that the Shechina is a Mitzrayim. That Vayichi Yaakov on a deeper level means that the Chaya Chaim, the life of all life, which is the Shechina, Hashem, is Kivyochel Mitzrayim. Vayichi Yaakov Be'eres Mitzrayim. It's not only you that's a Mitzrayim. When you're a Mitzrayim, Iman Echim Mitzrayim means that Hashem is with you, Mitzrayim. The Shechina is with you, Mitzrayim. You're not by yourself. So when they came to, when the Rishna was in jail, and the Chassidim were able to pay them off to come visit the Rishna, so he was crying. And they thought he was crying because he was lonely, or he was miserable, hungry, whatever. And he said, no, I'm crying because Ki'ati Imadi. I'm crying because the Shechina is in such a place. It's terrible for the Shechina to be in such a place. Ki'ati Imadi. That's how he said, Loi Ira. The Rishna said, I'm not afraid. They thought he was afraid. The rats, they're running around, all kinds of things. Or he was afraid of that they're going to kill him. He says, Lo Ira. I'm not afraid. Ra. What's bad is Ki'ati Madi. What's hurting me is that the Shechina isn't such a monster. Lo Ira. I'm not afraid. But Ra. What's bad? Ki'ati Madi. That the Shechina isn't such a monster. Such a prison. That's the inyan of Vayichi Yaakov Be'eres Mitzrayim. And came out Shmosa Kosev Yigam Shashchin Ha'isa B'Shazu Be'eres Mitzrayim B'Matzah Shagolus V'Tzara. All of the davening of Tisha B'Av, all the kinis are around this Nakud. All the kinis of Tisha B'Av are going in this Nakud. If you look through the kinis, you see it's the inyan of Tzara Shechina, Tikkun Chatzais, Tzara Shechina, Tikkun Rochel, all the Tzara of the Shechina, this Nakud. Here's Vechi Yaakov Shechiba, Yidei Tfilos, is Ashkin El Chai Echai. Vechi Hain Shechiba, Vyichis Ashkina, he bound together the Shechina, Ha'or Lekia, Metzumtzum Hashaych V'dachtarim, which means that Metzumtzum Dika light of Hashem, the constricted light of His presence and light of Hashem in this world, M'shor Hashem Akara, with Ha'or Loki, Shalomalu Lagamri Ben Abriya Nikra Chai Echai, with the life of all life, which is Kivyoch Hashem Himself. And he said, "Yotzah Shchina min Agolus vaHester," and he's able to bring the Shchina out of Golus and out of Hester. That was the whole tefillah of the tzaddik when he's in the Meitzah, is to be able to connect what he's going through with the Shchina, and l'shem yichu kuchubichu shchinte, to bind together the Shchina with the Chaya Chaim Baruch Hu Kivyochel himself, and in that way, to bring about a Yeshua for the Shechina. Like there's a nifal, like Hamitzar, the Chiyakav es Mitzrayim. Canal Shayyodim Esayir Yaakov Lespar Lechisar Nashchina Liyachdim Chayachaim. That through his own personal tzar, Yaakov, you know, had the kavana of Yichu Kuchubichu Shechinte, to make a Yichu between the Shechina and to free the Shechina from the tzar that it's in and the galus that it's in. What's the galus of the Shechina? Being separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem Yichu Kuchubichu Shchintei is the tefillah of the tzaddik when he's in a difficult situation. To feel the separation between the Shechina and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to daven for the Yeshua of the Shechina, so to speak. That's Vechi Yaakov Be'eretz Yisrael. That's the inyan of Betzayir Chavtali. Shayodim Misar Yaakov Lespal Al Chisona Shchina Liyachdim Chaya Chaim B'Vatzara Chavtali. Like that tzar, through the tzara, the difficulty, Bo Harchova L'Shchina. There came a Harchova to the Shchina. He explains in footnote 15. Vei bezoyer shom shatzadikim gormim lespaisa malke b'matranisa v'oydele l'malke v'chimusa diloa l'gabei. The tzadikim, the avoid of the tzadikim is the fais ha'melech ha'malke. The whole inyan of the tzadik in this world is to bring about a reconciliation between the king and the queen. The king is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the queen is the Shechina. Kuchubichu Shechinte. I'm not going to go with the whole explanation of Kuchubichu Shechinte, which we've spoken about, learned about many, many times over the years, but to bring about this Yichud of Kuchubichu, which is the king, Shechinte, which is the queen, which is the Shechina, which is also Knesset Yisrael, to be Mephais is a Melech HaMalkel, a Deel HaMelech is a Havosei Lov. And to tell the king how much she loves him. That's what the tzaddik's avod is. To tell the king how much we here in this world, to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we here in this world, or the embodiment of the Shechina in this world is the Jewish people, how much we love the king. L'shem yichu kuchubichu shchinta. So every time I do a mitzvah, I say, L'shem yichu, I represent the queen, which is the Shechina in this world. I want to tell the king that by my putting on tefillin, I want to tell the king that I'm binding myself to him and how much I love him. The Torah in the Inyan Hu, Shahester v'hatzara sheyesh b'b'chinas ha'shchina, the true Hester and the tzara, the difficulty that the Shechina is going through, is Naveh Mirichuk Beinu Lebein B'chinas Kudsha Brichus, because of the Rihuk, the distance, the separation between the Shechina and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'or Ha'elyon Shalomal Me'abriya, that Kudsha Brichu, that light of Kivyochel himself, which is something which is beyond all that exists. And our Matzav here in this world, with Hashem in this world, the Kavonis Tfilas HaSadik Muluf Al Chibur V'yichud Mechodesh Beinehem. And the inyan of the tzaddikim, their davening is to bring about a chibur and a yichud between the Shechina and Kadosh Baruch Hu, to bring them closer. Shal yoda teisei ha-shechina megalusa, that through the tefillah of the tzaddik, through our tefillahs and through our mitzvahs, the shechina should leave her galus. The Torah be'galui oblikol hester, and she should shine and to be able to be present without any hester at all. There shouldn't be any distant, any hester at all. That's the inyan of the tefillah of the tzaddik. And mimela, as a result of that, the person can, not that that's his kavana, but as a result of that, the person can experience his own individual and personal redemption from whatever the tzar is. Because when the shechina is meir, when the shechina is meira, when the shechina is shining, and there's a yichu kuchubichu shchinte, and the shechina is out of galus, and the king and the queen are together, then it's freilich, then everything is good, then everybody's happy, then the vision is out of jail, then all the inyonim, all the meitzarim of life are finished, and there's the yitzias mitzrayim. And then you get out of the Meitzah. You get out of the Meitzah. Because the Shechina is separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that separation is the source of all Hester Panim, of all concealment, and of Golus, and of all Tzaris. So the key to putting an end to all of the darkness, all of the Hester Panim, and all of the Tzaris of this world is davening for the Tzara Shechina, that the Shechina should be able to be together with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that this world should be connected to the other world. And it goes back to the last Torah, and put the basket by the window that connects heaven and earth. And when I live in that way, then my own personal Meitzar is not about me, but it's about the separation between this world and the other world. What hurts me most is the galus of the Shechina. What hurts most is the hastapanim and the chilah Hashem in the world. That's what hurts most. And when a person davens in that way for the tikkunim of the Shechina and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then mimela, when the Shechina is out of galus and is able to be together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the queen and the king are together, so mimela, the Meitzar is finished. There are no longer any Meitzar when the king and the queen are together. So the whole tachlis of everything we're doing is to bring about this inyan of the king and the queen being together. There's the whole Kabbalah Shabbos, of course, and everything is about the king and the queen being together. Because when they're together, then everything is good. Then all the tzaris are not there. So when a person goes through his own personal difficulty. I was talking to a student of mine last night, who Nebuch is in a very advanced stage of cancer. Hashem Yisbach Shigim Rufun Yishu is 46 years old. And he said that he's the only religious one in his entire family. He became a Baal Tshuva many years ago. Back in those years, when he was in high school, he became a Baal Tshuva. He's a very erlich, firm person. And he said that he feels that it's a chil Hashem. There's all of his family, they're not religious, and they're all healthy and strong and well. And he says, "And I'm dying," and they look at me. And they say, "He's the only one who's in the family who's sick is the religious one." Not that they said those words; nobody would say such a thing. But he feels that there's a chil Hashem. Besides everything else that he's going through with it, his kids and his wife, and everything falling apart. He said to me this last night, I had this conversation, he said, Zachil Hashem. Zachil Hashem. So I said to him, you should talk it down with me. You should say, don't, you should talk to Hashem about that. It's Zachil Hashem. That your name is being desecrated in such a way that I have all these relatives and they're all running marathons and I'm the only religious, they're all not religious, and I'm the only one that keeps mitzvahs, and I'm lying here dying with a thing dripping into me something. So you should say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't tell me, tell the Rebbeinu Shel Olam such a thing. It would be a big kiddush Hashem for the whole family and for everybody to see that you should have a Yeshua. It's a It's a shift in one's way of thinking. It's very hard. When a person, especially when a person is in such a matzav, anytime that a person is in a meitzar, it's the most normal thing is to get completely caught up in your own inyan. And the Baal Shem Tov is saying is, "Batzar chavta li is the Shechina." Because what you're going through is something that the Shechina is going through. And if you try somehow on your level, each person, obviously we're not the tzaddikim, but on our own level, to think of see what happened this week, what happened in New Jersey, this mice. It's a lot to think about. Not just what's going on bichlal in the world and in America. Things seem to be the facade that has been held up a couple years seems to be falling apart again. I mean, you're seeing what's always been, the way it's always been. Such a thing that in that miserable place, that whole place. I don't know how they moved over there. What are they doing over there, these Jews? How they went over there. I guess they got some good deal. And they're living there among such people. Chayis mamish. But they're living. And they were, and my wife showed me that they're talking to, I think to somebody's chayis. And the chayis are screaming out and saying, it's hard to believe, I guess. In the middle of it, it's hard to hear because there's so much cursing. But the chayis are saying is that these Jews, they came here and they brought us only trouble. And this one says, it's good they got shot. In other words, it's because we're getting killed. We made trouble for the guy, you understand? We're making trouble for them over there. It's a chil Hashem. It's a terrible chil Hashem. That in this whole place, there's this one kosher grocery store, and there's a couple of Jews that have a little shtiebel there. and there should be a massive like that. It's such a terrible thing. And then Sinus Yisrael, and that's only terrible chil Hashem. Hashem's name is being desecrated in such a way that sometimes it seems to me also like you see, like there was when I was in Eretz Yisrael last week, and then other time you see that there's a train accident and a car accident, and almost every time I see that there are people that are from people. I don't know. Maybe it's an exaggeration, it looks like that. I don't know. It looks like it's always from people that are in these areas. I don't know. It's a chil Hashem. If you drive 40 minutes from now, you go to the Mount Sinai, you go to NYU, you go to the worst places in the hospital, and you see filled. Bikachaylim, yarmulkes. Okay, we say this from the whole New York, so, you know, understand. There aren't how many hospitals are there, so where are people supposed to go? But I don't know. The feeling is like that. I'm not only saying on Jews that are religious, and the matzah of Jews. All the things that are going on in the world. If you look now, this even the Chil Hashem, then. All this whole thing that's going on, this circus with this impeachment, which I'm going to talk about, such Shnayishkei. The whole thing is so transparent that any person that wasn't born in Chelm sees what this is. But this whole thing is a sheker. Right? The whole Chitzmamsh Chelm, the whole thing. The vision is that the whole thing is being orchestrated by a couple of Jews. Really, the whole thing is a couple of Jews. It's all from Jews. It's about Tzara Chavtel, it's called the Chilul Hashem. How do you, the person listens to such a thing and sees such a thing, so then you, then what the Baal Shem Tov is saying is that stop for a moment and besides your own personal anger and disgust and disappointment, stop for a moment and think about what a tzar for the Shechina. What a tzar for the Shechina. My mother, I was talking to my mother, I went there to see yesterday, and she had the Wall Street Journal, she had the paper on the table, she was reading the paper, she said to me, Ashenatog. She says, look at this newspaper. Here we have, this is about this guy Weinstein. Tzadik Weinstein. Then there's another thing about Epstein is not a tzadik. And then you have another thing about how Jews are being murdered in New Jersey. And then there's not an Indian about what's going on with the whole game in Eretz Yisrael. with the elections. And my mother says, oh, do I need to have so many things about Jews here, and what's going on, and the impeachment, and the whole thing, the impeachment. Maybe the impeachment is Shif Ayid. And we're still going, Dallas. The others there, the whole Indian is like, and you say, that's Harech Haftulis. It's a terrible Chil Hashem. It's like that the Shechina, Tzara Shechina, Hashem's name is the Mishchal of the people. You can see the Jewish names and Jewish people. No, we should be Zeicha that the Tzara should be Harech Haftulis. And we daven for the Yeshua of the Shechina, and that there should be a Kiddush Hashem, and Mimela should be not only that the Shechina should be happy, but that the King and the Queen should be happy together, and there'll be a Gula for all of us. Amen.